I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In, ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I got nervous. My skin broke out in hives. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Hour two of Overtime, coming at you live here, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Tanner and AJ with you up until 8 o'clock. One more hour to go here. Be sure to pick you up some Truly for this weekend, by the way. It's fastly approaching. Get you one of the variety packs of the 13 original flavors of Truly Hard Seltzer. Get you a mixed berry pack, tropical citrus. It's all so good. And also, find you some of the Truly lemonade. By the way, when you get a variety pack of the Truly Lemonade, you'll get four flavors of that original mango, strawberry, black cherry. It's all so fantastic. 100 calories, less than a gram of sugar. It's not going to weigh you down. 5% alcohol. Gluten-free, by the way, if that is important to you. If you got that celiac disease or something like that, or if you just want to count gluten, I don't know. You do you. Pick up some Truly. Drink what you truly want to. Truly Hard Seltzer. Man, AJ, we spent more time talking basketball than I thought we were going to.
It was good talk, man.
The whole hour one was Tennessee basketball.
It was good.
Good little conversation there. I'm ready to move on, though.
Let's move on.
I'm kind of ready to move on. It gets so frustrating.
It was a good talk, but it was frustrating, yes.
Well, let's talk NFL Combine, that thing in full swing up there in Indy right now. Had a lot of people running the 40 today. Did you see poor Dominic Wood Anderson's 40 time?
No.
It's like 4.85. It's like the 15th fastest of tight ends.
You remember how hyped everybody was when he was coming in here?
Remember how hyped Twitter was? Because it was Ball Twitter who got him to commit. He said he would commit to the fan base that got him to like a certain amount of followers. Mm-hmm. He kept his word.
And he had a touchdown catch that West Virginia game, that first game, didn't he?
Yeah. Had a much better season last year, too. Had some pretty big plays. It was actually 4.92.
Yeah, that's. What is the going rate for tight ends? It's probably like 4.6, 4.7, right?
You want to be faster than that. Yeah. You had Albert O from Mizzou, mm-hmm. sub 4.5.
Well, that dude was a freak. That guy was freaking
college. I didn't expect him to be that quick, though.
He was one of their better receivers when Drew Locke was there.
But apparently, when I name searched Dominic Wood Anderson on Twitter, he is apparently showcasing really good hands and catching drills.
Well, that's good. He's not going to beat anybody with speed.
He's having a good field drill day, apparently. It says he blocked well on the sled. He looked very smooth in the gauntlet drill.
Good.
So
he's just slow.
Making up for the 40, I guess. Well, I mean, that's why I don't want to see Juwan Jennings run the 40. Because he'll pretty much be good at everything but the 40. I don't want to imagine what his 40 is.
Yeah.
What do you think, 4.7 something?
No, he's not that slow.
Yeah, on the 40 he is.
He's lumbering, but I wouldn't say he's 4.7 slow.
I mean,
is he running the 40?
I don't know. I need to get confirmation. I wouldn't if I was him. I would do everything I could but the 40 if I was Juwan. Huh? Like, do the vertical, you know, do whatever. You had a dude from Arizona State, I think, have a 40-inch vertical wide receiver. I mean, some of these people showcasing their athletic feats are
freaks,
ridiculous.
Man. That's why they're going to the NFL.
I don't know how much you keep up with the combine drills. I really just keep up with it for the fact that I want to just see people have the freakish displays. Like John Ross last year in his 40 time, that was insane.
The freakish displays and the bad freakish displays. Like Landry, what's his name? The quarterback.
Landry Jones?
Landry Jones, thank you. Yeah. His 40. All time. You seen that video?
No.
You need to watch it. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you. It's the funniest 40 you'll ever see in your life.
Nothing's funnier than when Rich Eisen runs the 40, though, in the suit. God.
No. No, that was...
Was it Rich Eisen? I swear it's Rich Eisen.
It was... what's his name at CBS? Man, I'm falling apart. Yeah. Look up sports. Sports journalist 40.
I don't know. When I type in Rich Eisen, it's Rich Eisen running in a suit.
Oh, maybe I just haven't seen that one yet.
That's what you get for doubt me, AJ.
Who am I thinking of? I saw some. Who was the one that ran like the 20 yard?
That was Rovell.
Rovell, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Watching that dude try to do anything athletic is hilarious. He gets this face, like he gets his intense face. It is the most nerdy, intense face I've ever seen. It's like, I went to Northwestern.
Oh, God.
I'm really hated on Twitter.
Yeah, everybody hates that guy.
So you got the Vols out there at the 40. Says Juwan is going to run the 40.
Good.
Oh, God.
Well, that's the thing.
If he
runs like a 4.6, I don't think he's going to run a 4.7. If he runs like a 4.6 somewhere in there, then it just – everybody thought he was slow anyway. But if he shows up and runs like a 4.4, 4.5, I mean, that's going to look a lot better to all these NFL teams that probably thinks he's just a big slow guy with good hands that likes running people over.
Juwan's doing his stuff right now, by the way. So this is Juwan's schedule for tonight. So he's already done the vertical. AJ, can you see what his vertical was? So it says he did it at 6:30.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Right now he should be doing the broad jump. 8:30 is when he does the 40, and then 9 o'clock is his position drill. So they have all these skill players do their stuff later at night so they can get a more of an audience.
Right.
You do your tight ends, linemen, all that stuff earlier in the day. So Marquez Callaway, Dominic Wood Anderson, they've already done their stuff today. Saturday's defensive players. The only person to watch out for in that is Daniel Petulli. Of course, Daryl Taylor not participating due to his surgery recovery time. Daniel Petulli will be doing vertical, broad jump, 40, position drills, all that stuff. Apparently, Petulli measured pretty well, some of his measurements. I'd like to see him have a good combine.
I'd like to see all of them have a good combine.
Well, of course, but you know, when you think of the three defensive players, if you count Warrior, that are draft eligible, you're really thinking Taylor before you think of Petulli. But Petulli was one of the most consistent tacklers I've seen in recent times.
Petulli's good, man.
He can get a roster spot.
I think he could.
I'm not going to go as far as saying that all of these draft eligible former Vols are going to get drafted, but I think they can do good enough to not only, you know, make a roster, but actually make the cut once it gets down to that come fall.
Yes.
Do you have you found Callaway?
Am I looking up his vertical? What am I looking up?
Juwan
did his
vertical.
Callaway or Juwan Jennings vertical?
Juwan, my bad. Okay. You can look at Callaway's too, but they've apparently both already done. Well, Callaway's done all his stuff, and Juwan's done his vertical.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it.
While you're doing
not
that,
it right now.
That's fine. While you're doing that, other combine stuff. Again, I know the combine's not the most exciting thing, but it is, unless it's the XFL on the weekends, it's the most football we're going to get to talk about at this point in time in late February. Chase Young. Chase Young is out there very confident in himself. See what he said? He's already declared himself the best player in the draft. He's probably not wrong.
He could make a case. Yeah, he could make a very convincing case for it.
He's honestly probably not wrong. So, get this quote here. I think if the Bengals didn't need a quarterback, you're probably taking Chase Young with the first pick.
I gave up trying to find
him. Can't find anything? That's crazy.
I mean, I looked at Twitter. I looked at whatever. No, Chase Young's a freak, man. I agree. If you're not like pigeonholed by the media into taking a quarterback.
They kind of need one, though.
Oh, they need one desperately.
You got Burrow right there. Now, you have to hope that Burrow does want to play for you.
Well, that. And
you hope he doesn't Eli Manning you like he did to the Chargers back in the day.
Well, if you're rebuilding a team and you're a Raiders fan, I know you've seen a rebuild or two.
Oh, I've seen a rebuild or 10.
Do you want and this is kind of an open-ended question. I'm not looking for a certain answer. Do you want to build around a young, promising quarterback that may or may not be an NFL star? Obviously, Joe Burrow is a safe pick. Or do you want to build up your defense, build up your offensive line, get a couple position players, and then go all in on the young, promising quarterback?
This, you're not going to like the answer, but I'm going to have to say, what the hell does the quarterback free agent market look like? Because if I can get a decent enough quarterback
It's a good answer.
For a good price, then you know what? Build around it then. But if you're just telling me to draft someone, you need a quarterback in the NFL. You just do.
Well, there's probably going to be more fluctuation at the quarterback position just around the league this year than
– So much.
Maybe.
You don't
maybe
just,
really ever.
By the way, you don't just need a quarterback. You need a really good one.
They need everything, really.
Ryan,
they're probably going to lose AJ Green.
Probably, yeah.
And then their best receiver is Tyler Boyd and John Ross. Those are their two best receivers.
If you're a Titans fan, you saw how far Ryan Tannehill got you as a quarterback. Did good enough, but he wasn't going to win you the Super Bowl.
No.
You start asking questions about Jimmy Garoppolo after the Super Bowl. When the pressure was on him, you saw what happened there.
But I mean, the 49ers didn't make it to the Super Bowl on the back of Jimmy Garoppolo, that, right?
Again, they didn't. What did the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl with?
On the back
of Patrick Mahomes. The offense as a whole, but
Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
They have, like, the future, not knowing the future star. I mean, I would say, like,
oh, he's the face of the league
now. He is the face of the league now, Patrick Mahomes.
He was on Madden. That's the rule, isn't it?
He was on Madden. Yeah.
Madden curse.
The curse is broken.
Well, he did mess up his knee.
But what happened, though?
Well, that's the curse. You always get hurt. Oh, you always get hurt or you suck or both. Hey, I'm telling you, the curse is
real.
Big.
I mean, I'd take a little knee injury just to win the Super Bowl.
100%.
Though. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could wrap my kneecap around my leg.
Completely unrelated, and I'm sorry to bring up pro wrestling, but it's relevant here because I told you I was watching AEW last night.
Yes.
They were in Kansas City. It was their last show before their big pay-per-view on Saturday,
okay.
And it was near the end. So you're familiar with Chris Jericho, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Chris Jericho is the AEW champion right now, 50 years old, by the way.
Wow.
Jericho's getting up there. So he's the bad guy right now, whatever. He's telling the Kansas City crowd to shut up, and then they start doing the chop, start doing the chant, war chant and everything. Jericho gets the microphone back up. He was trying to insult Patrick Mahomes. He ends up saying this. Oh, yeah, by the way, Aaron Mahomes is a piece of bleep.
Aaron Mahomes.
Aaron Mahomes.
Hey.
Chris, I get you're Canadian, but you've also lived in America for like 25 years.
That's pretty inexcusable.
You should also. By the way, Aaron Mahomes.
Aaron Mahomes. That's not even close.
Well, he got the Mahomes, but he didn't put the S on the end. But Aaron is not close to Pat.
What an idiot. Where's the Derek Dooley sound drop?
That's somewhere in the drive. That's not ours. You can try to find it if you want to here. But yes, Chase Young, best player in the draft, yes or no?
Yes. I'm saying yes just because behind quarterback, an edge rusher is probably about as indispensable a position as you can get in the NFL. Like single position. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you can get a core of offensive linemen, then you're going to be set. But it's just so invaluable. I think it's the second highest paid position in the NFL behind quarterbacks, isn't it? Yeah. So,
ooh, or is it left tackle? Left tackle's paid
it's probably up there
high
as well.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, they need to be. That makes sense.
Your blindside blocker. Yeah.
Unless you're left-handed quarterback.
So then you pay your right tackle.
That's right. Pay your right tackle.
Is Mahomes left or right-handed? He's right-handed, right?
He's right-handed.
Okay, yeah. So left tackle. Eric Fisher's still their left tackle, right?
I believe so.
If that's the case, they did draft him number one overall. Yeah.
If only we had a Chiefs fan at this station.
Tucker. I wonder what he's doing right now. I'm thinking he's just playing hooky. He had an excuse last night. He was at the concert. I don't know what his excuse is tonight.
What concert was last night?
Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was night two. They played back-to-back nights.
Oh, you went and saw them in Nashville, right?
I saw them in Nashville on Sunday. It was fantastic.
Was it? Oh, man. I bet that was
a good show. Was so funny, and just a little tangent here, but I'm going to only say it for a few seconds. So Sturgill Simpson, he's done a lot of genre changes through mm-hmm. his first four albums. Mm-hmm. He went from like more traditional country to like kind of outlaw psychedelic country, mm-hmm. and then he went to like country soul.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like his last album is like a straight rock album. He has like he's made anime like to go along with it on Netflix, by the way.
Good. Man,
rock
branch
album
out.
Thing.
Be an artist.
There's been multiple shows already on this tour. this album's been out for months. You know what's going to happen when Sturgill comes out there. But yet, I still saw people on Twitter complaining about what they got. I tell you what, AJ,
Some people are stupid, man.
I went to Slipknot. I was really disappointed when they didn't play Rascal Flatts.
When they threw those trash cans on the stage.
People are idiots. You know what you're getting into. You know what you bought money for.
What an idiot. Okay. Marquess Calloway's 40 has been posted.
What do we have?
A 4.56.
Not lightning quick. But I don't think we expected him to be really quick. We've known he's more shifty than
quick. Neither of them are burners, no.
He's more shifty. That's why he was our punt returner. That's why he has multiple return touchdowns. That'd be fine.
That's all I could find was the 40. I haven't
Well,
found his
thank you for
your, like
your investigative journalism.
Yes. Some people hear music that's 10 years old and expect to hear it 10 years later, you know?
It's like Jay-Z once said. If you want my old, I'm paraphrasing. If you want my old stuff, buy my old albums.
Legend, dude.
So there you go.
What a legend.
Let's go ahead and hit a break here. Hour two of overtime rolls on after this. 865-546-8200. If you would like to join here, cruise along in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. You're listening to Fan Run Radio. We're brought to you by KC Kitchen Center in Historic Bearden, 5902 Kingston Pike, across from Food City. Open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. Convenient hours for you to get there. Say hi to Kelly and the crew. They'll get you started on your countertop renovation journey. If you need to update the look of that kitchen, update your bathroom, any other surface in your home, they will have the perfect solution for you. They got surfaces of granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass, so much more. So stop in there, check out some of the selection for yourself, and Kelly and the crew at KC Kitchen Center will guide you along the way. Call 865-971-5800 to get a free in-home estimate for your project, and you can visit them online at kckitchencenter.com. That's the letter K and the letter C, kitchencenter.com. They've done 9,000 kitchen and bath makers and makeovers and counting. They're actually close to 10,000, by the way. About to hit that magic 10,000 number. It's KC Kitchen Center. AJ actually stopped in there last week, and I saw our friend Dusty, the dog.
Dusty.
You know what?
Good boy.
The thing about Dusty is he just got a haircut, too.
Is he handsome? Is he a handsome boy?
So handsome, but that's the first time I've ever seen that dog with a haircut. It did not look like the same dog. Didn't look like a poodle.
Office dogs are the best, man. So I wish every office had a dog.
They're so nice. I wish we almost had a dog.
That's true.
The one that came up and saw Houston all the time.
The
but
crack dog, yeah.
Allegedly. Good Lord. I'm going to go ahead and just diverge from that. But yes, very cute dog. We almost had one, though.
He was cute.
So close. I should bring one of my dogs.
I could bring mine.
What do you have?
She's a husky rot.
Whew.
She's a good girl. Kills chickens. Yeah, she's a mess.
You just want that fearsome creature roaming around here?
Well, she loves people.
That's good.
Yeah, she's good with people.
As long as you promise she won't kill me.
No, she'll lick you.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll allow it. You might have to talk to the Godfather about that one.
Okay. I'll talk to him. Give me his number right now.
Let's go over to the phone lines here. We have a special guest calling in here. Ain't talked to him in a minute yet. You have not heard his voice on the Fan Run Airways for a couple weeks now, but if you listen to Get Blitzed from 10 until noon, this is not an unfamiliar face to you. It is Weston Fish Brown, who is making his presence felt here on Overtime. Fish, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I actually called into the Blitz on Friday, so this is my second appearance back on the Fan Run Waves.
Welcome back.
You can't stay gone, can you?
No, I can't. Fan Run will always be in me, so.
All right. What you got, buddy?
Well, I was wondering if you watched that awful WWE event earlier.
I unfortunately tuned in a little bit.
Okay, so I had mapped out my day. For some reason, I was thinking it came on at like 3 o'clock, and like at 11:30, I saw where it came on at noon. Well, I guess that'd be Central Time. So I tuned in, watched it end to end, and that was just a truly terrible pay-per-view. I mean, we'll get to the end here in just a second, but through and through, almost every match was terrible. From the burying of Ricochet to, I even thought the Undertaker thing was a little corny. I mean, they got a cheap pop out of that. The women's match wasn't good. And I'll quit burying the lead. The ending, taking the belt off the hottest thing in WWE in, I don't know, what do you say, a couple years at least?
Pretty much.
And I was thinking, I've had a few hours to think about it. I don't know if there was a worse way you could bury the Fiend or take the belt off of him. I don't think you could book it any worse. It's like fantasy terrible booking. It's like they took somebody that hates the WWE and said, what can we do to destroy this company? I'm on the ledge, Tanner. I mean, can you walk me back off of it?
I'll try to walk you back real quick. Just going through the rumor mill online after it was over, they're saying that this was done this way so that your boy Roman Reigns can win it off of Goldberg at Mania next month.
That's awful. I mean, they have, for over a year now, Roman has finally got the fans. Finally, you know, he's finally the guy they want. And I can guarantee you, he is going to get destroyed. And so is Goldberg at WrestleMania. I mean, they're both going to get booed out of the building, even if Roman wins, I think.
I could see it happening. It's just, they really just put the belt on a 53-year-old retiree.
Yeah, and I can understand, like, they probably should have never put the belt on the Fiend to begin with. They should have just kept it on Rollins and then maybe have Rollins turn heel and have McIntyre finally take it off Rollins. Because I don't think the Fiend needs the belt. It's the fact that he lost in 3 minutes to the 53-year-old with a terrible jackknife or jackhammer.
Whatever it is. Jackhammer, jackknife, jackoff, whatever it is.
Whoa.
The other rumor is that they're going to do a Cena Fiend match at WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
And maybe that can get the Fiend back a little bit, but I don't know. It's just, that's terrible booking for this. That's going to take a long time to get over. I think that's going to steer a lot of fans away. I mean, you might get some old school WCW fans tune into WrestleMania just to see Goldberg, but the WrestleMania crowd is going to hate it.
I could imagine. Well, Weston, speaking of bad products, what about this Tennessee basketball season?
Oh, God. Well, I tried to, speaking of being on the ledge, I called into the Blitz, and Brandon was still kind of a sunshine pumper as of Friday. And I said, dude, this team, it will be a miracle if we go 2-3 in this stretch. And Rick had the same sentiment, like, I just didn't see it happening. I'm not completely anti-Barnes. You know, I think there is some criticism to be given this year. But I think it's a wait and see. If we can come back and have a good season next year, I think I'll be right with that. But it's very disappointing. And I guess that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same type of way we spent the whole first hour just trying to figure out reasons to why this disappointment is the way it is. It's just been a disappointing last couple of days, Weston. But hey, guess what? You know what won't be disappointing? AEW Revolution Saturday night, son.
How can I get that? I'm not tuned in.
Well, you know, if you want to do the legal way, do Bleacher Report Live. But I mean, there's always a stream somewhere on Reddit.
Okay. Yeah, I think I might tune into that. I told you I'm on the ledge, and just really made me mad today. I mean, I can't believe that went through, and just really disappointing to a product that I've spent a lot of time and money on.
I feel you, buddy. Well, I hope I hope the weekend's going to be kind to you, so you can kind of forget about this, put behind you a little bit.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you calling in, man. That was Weston Fish Brown calling into overtime. Just cannot stay gone from Fan Run Radio ever since he stepped down from the producer spot of Get Blitzed for his full-time career opportunities AJ, I'm sorry about that. I know you didn't really want to.
No, you're good.
Had to talk wrestling, but I mean, hey, he wanted to vent, and I'm glad I can give him an outlet.
You're
to vent.
Good. If we can have people vent, y'all were speaking Portuguese there for about 10 minutes, but that's okay, man.
I know.
Doesn't bother me.
I tried to put more in layman's terms, I guess.
You're good.
Weston was when he says booking, that just means so. Of course, it's a scripted product,
right?
When booking, that just means the decision the writers make to have whoever win the match. That's what he meant when he was saying that and stuff like that. But gotcha. You do remember Goldberg, right?
Yeah, he was the Bulldog, Georgia Bulldog, correct?
He is a Georgia Bulldog, Bill Goldberg.
Like
yeah.
50, I don't like him.
He's 53 years old, and he's already a WWE Hall of Famer. They bring him back for this special match they have out there in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they put a championship on him.
Well, that doesn't seem very smart.
I will say he's in good shape for being 53 years old, but he's 53 years old.
So where do you want the distribution of title belts as a fan? It sounds like
someone good.
If I've noticed anything,
someone good.
When it comes to wrestling, it's almost like unanimous where the fans want the title to go after a match. It's like, I don't really like that he won it. I like that he won it. Like,
well, that just
is there like a coverall, or is it like case by case?
It should be case by case, but you have bad reactions, and Weston is just one of the many people that had bad reaction to what happened today. It's because WWE is really bad. Vince McMahon's really old and senile, it almost seems like. Just focus on the XFL, Vince.
Vince?
Leave it alone. Leave the product to your son-in-law, Triple H, okay?
His son-in-law?
You didn't know that?
No, how would I know that?
Well, I didn't know. Well,
I don't follow wrestling, man.
Look, I get you don't, but there's just some things even non-wrestling fans like know about. But yeah. Yeah, Triple H married his daughter Stephanie, Vince's daughter.
And it wasn't just a gimmick? It was like
actually, what's funny, it started out as like just like a storyline in wrestling, like in the early 2000s.
Right.
But yeah, they actually got really married in like 03, 04 or something like that. They have like 3 or 4 kids.
Wow.
And
good
through
for Triple H.
And through that marriage, he has become like almost second in command of the entire company.
Which is bad.
Which is actually good.
But bad things are happening.
Well, he doesn't make the final call.
Why not?
Because he's not Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon's not dead yet. So
why not? Wait. Whoa.
Whoa, morbid, Mr. Whoa. High Road.
I told you I'm going low road except good for that one God. Time.
Let's hit a break here. AJ, I know it's something you have been waiting to play for about a week or so now.
I'm 3-0 since I've been back, dude. What's
well,
up?
It's hard to lose against yourself.
We'll see.
It could be possible, though.
We'll see about that.
So we will play the birthday game coming up on the other side. You're listening to Overtime. Keep it on Fan Run Radio. All right, AJ, you're on the hot seat here, just like maybe Rick Barnes might be next season.
Wow.
If he underachieves.
Quite the transition.
Thank you.
Love it. Well,
we're bringing it that full circle. Well, it's just you on the hot seat for birthdays here. Couldn't get you any competition for tonight, but guess what? You have to go against your own brain.
Scared everybody off. That's okay.
Oh, let's see here. I'm taking the first look at today's birthdays, actually.
Uh-oh.
I see three names I know. Four. I'm trying to think of like the quality here. So four. There is. Man, this isn't as good as like it used to be here. At least give me five.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that.
Okay, here's five. Nice reference.
I can do a day in history as well if need be.
Let's just do the five birthdays for right now.
Okay.
We might do this day in history just for fun.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Quiz time, five birthdays. I don't know about the quality here, but we'll just go ahead and do anyway. It's a B-.
B-, yikes. Okay, that's the worst I've heard in a while.
Let's go ahead and start. I mean, that might have been too tough, but some of these are like,
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I got to go B-.
Are they sports-related, or is it a lot of pop culture celebrities stuff in here?
One sports-related.
Oh, God. Okay, yep. All right, let's see what happens.
Yeah, one sports related. Sorry about it.
Uh-oh.
All right, starting things off here.
Okay.
She is 34 today. She's an American TV personality. Her birth name is Jennifer Farley. She goes by a nickname, though. I'm needing the nickname she goes by. She first came to prominence as one of the eight main cast members on the MTV reality series Jersey Shore and a main cast member of its spinoff. So this be a hint right here. Snooki and blank. It's not Snooki.
I was going to guess Snooki.
Snooki and blank.
I never watched that show, man.
See, I didn't either, but like I know the names. I know about the situation.
I know the situation. He's the DJ.
Pauly D,
right.
It's the other main female who wasn't Snooki.
She's got the long hair.
Yes.
Can I get the initials?
I might be helping you too much. Well, since it's all like one word, it starts with a J.
A J?
Yeah.
Jub.
Dude, this be tough.
Nah, I give up. I have no idea.
J-Wow.
J-Wow. Okay, that sounds familiar.
It's J-Wow.
Okay.
Jennifer Farley.
I probably wasn't going to get that one.
Jim Tan Laundry's son.
GTL.
GTL. All right, let's move on here. Let's see. She would have been...
R.I.P.
Let's do math. 88. She would have been 88 today. She passed away back in March of 2011. She was a British-American actress, businesswoman, and humanitarian. She's one of the biggest stars of classic Hollywood. A career through started as a child actress in the 40s, but then rose to fame in the 50s, throughout the 60s as well, became a well-known public figure for the rest of her life. 1999, the American Film Institute named her the seventh greatest female screen legend. This is a name you've heard before.
This is going to be very obvious. Did she say she's English?
British American.
I want to say Judi Dench, but Judi Dench is still alive.
Yeah, it's not Judi Dench.
And she wouldn't be top three.
I'll get her films.
Give me a movie.
There's a whole section for her films here. Yes. Let me just name some that like I know.
Okay.
A Place in the Sun. I've just heard that before. Giant. Hey, Giant was James Dean was in Giant. That's okay. One of his like four movies.
Okay.
Cleopatra. She was Cleopatra in Cleopatra. I'm sorry.
This is going to be so obvious, and I'm just
The name. She was more known for her humanitarian work, like later in her life.
Humanitarian work later in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get initials?
You can. E.T.
E.T.
E.T. Not the alien, but E.T. are the initials.
This is going to be so obvious, and I can't even think of it. I don't know. I give up.
Oh man, 0-2. Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh. Yeah, I probably wouldn't have gotten that.
All right, Pete to the legend, Elizabeth Taylor.
This is definitely a B-minus lineup so far.
I told you. Well,
we might be flirting with the C or
I'm
a D.
I'm getting very B-minus right here with this next guy.
Oh, no.
He's 39 years old. He is an American musician. He's a solo artist.
American musician. Okay.
I'm reading from Wikipedia here. It says he is known for his unusually dusky tenor voice. He's most known
dusky.
For You Raise Me Up. You know the song?
Keep going. Is that the only song we know him from?
I mean, that's his most well-known song. What's it? What isn't he a judge on something?
You Raise Me Up. He's a judge on something?
I thought he was a judge on some music show. I mean, he might be.
Man, I'm limping
through this
B-minus birthday here.
I told you today sucked.
He's 39. He's American?
Yes. He was not a judge on the show.
Not a judge. Okay. Well, that was a good hint, but it was a fake hint. Okay.
He's made cameo appearances as himself on American Dad and Parks and Rec.
Okay. Okay.
He was also in The Office, by the way, as Walter Bernard Jr.
I don't watch The Office.
Well, you know, you're like the
I have been
person.
Watching Parks and Rec.
Like I don't know what to tell you besides You Raise Me Up.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't know him through that, I don't. Oh, AJ, this
it's
is
not Ed Helms.
No, it's not okay. Ed Helms. No, it's not. Ed
you
say
Helms. He was on American Dad and Parks and Rec
as himself. Yes, made cameos as himself. If that helps.
Oh my god. Oh, can I get initials?
JG.
Greenwood Green.
No.
JG.
Oh,
I give up. I don't know.
Josh Groban.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
Oh, no. 0-3.
This is a C-minus lineup, Tanner.
I told you.
This is a nightmare.
You should get this one, though. Okay, I have faith we'll you. I have on, faith you on. Will get this one.
We haven't had a sports one yet, so here we go.
This isn't a sports one, but you should. You will know this
okay.
name.
Okay.
She's
okay.
40 today. She's the big 4-0. She is an American author and a global health advocate as well. However, she's most known for being the only child of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Former first daughter.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's daughter.
Don't tell me you don't remember. It's their only child. Yeah. She was very involved in her mom's campaign.
Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton. Thank there you go. You wow. finally get yeah. one.
Okay. There we go. That was a layup. Whew. That was a good one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. She's 40?
She's the big 4-0.
Okay.
She is the big 4-0.
Bill's been around a while.
That he has. Yeah. Bill Clinton, pretty old.
He sure has.
All right. Here we go. Here's the sports one. Finally. Are you ready for this?
Hit me with it.
I'll also tell you, here's some I could have used, names that I do know, which probably wouldn't have been fair at all. Do you remember Hurricane Chris, the rapper?
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Hurricane Chris, what was his big hit? It wasn't Cyclone, was it?
I don't know. It would have made sense, right, for Hurricane Chris right. to have his own Cyclone.
Who sang Cyclone?
It's like a one-hit wonder, Hurricane Chris. John Steinbeck?
That would have been author. Tough. That would have been tough, mm-hmm. yeah. But I have heard of him.
That's pretty much it, man.
Hurricane. I got to know what Hurricane Chris sang. Also, I'm keeping an eye on Juwan Jennings and Marquez Callaway in case sure, their numbers sure. pop up.
Well, Juwan doesn't run his 40 until 8:30, by the way.
A-bay-bay. That's it.
That's what it was. Because
I always got called AJJ in elementary AJJ. School. Ah! Everybody thought it was cool. Yeah. No.
That's pretty funny.
That got old real quick.
That's pretty funny. I'm not going to lie.
No, it wasn't.
Here's your sports one. 44 today.
Okay. Tom Brady.
No, it's not Tom Brady. He is a recent inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He last played in 2013. 14-time Pro Bowler, tight end.
Okay.
Regarded as one of the best of his position to ever play it. Played for the okay. Chiefs and the Falcons.
Chiefs and Falcons. That'd be Tony Gonzalez.
That would be Tony okay. Gonzalez.
Okay. I was going to say Shannon Sharp, but I didn't think he made the Pro Bowl that many times.
Nope. Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. That's a good one. Happy birthday.
There you
Happy
go.
Birthday, Tony.
2 for 3, though.
Oh. Okay, those first three were Elizabeth Taylor, maybe.
I get that. Groban and J-Wow, man. Those were tough.
J-Wow, I was never going to get that one. Maybe Groban. I probably could have gotten
it. I tell you what, since I'm in a generous mood and yeah. I am taking the high road
get
here.
Get me back to 500.
I'm going to give you a chance to get back to 500.
Get me back there.
Okay, here we go. February 27th. Let me find a good one that's not really obvious because the first one that pops up is Mardi Gras. Okay. Mardi Gras is so obvious.
Well, Mardi Gras, that's a Tuesday, isn't it, traditionally?
Well, I think today was the first day.
Of Mardi Gras?
That Mardi Gras was ever celebrated.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What is a good one here? Oh, that could be a good one. Would it be
Hit
really
with
tough,
it. Give me back to 500, dude.
Okay, here we Come go. On. So... I will go to this day in 1980.
1980, okay.
So, I want the song title.
Oh, God, here we go.
This song in 1980 won the first and the last Grammy ever awarded for the best disco recording. It is probably, if not the most known disco song, it's like at least number two.
Staying Alive?
No.
Casey and the Sunshine Band? Is it a Casey and the Sunshine Band song?
No. You know Staying Alive's Bee Gees, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
I will help you here. This is from a female. It's from a solo female artist. It's in pop culture. It is well known.
Well, now I can't get Staying Alive out of my head, so I'm in trouble. Give me a sec. I can't get Staying Alive out of my head. Oh my God.
Come on.
I'm not gonna get back to 500.
What would help you here?
Sing it for me, Tanner.
I mean. Okay, I'll give you the artist name. It was Gloria Gaynor.
Ugh.
Gloria Gaynor. It was like her only real hit.
Yeah.
But it's like a massive...
And I'm going to know it as soon as you say it, but I just can't get Staying
Alive.
Hey,
AJ, first I was afraid, I was petrified.
It's not you.
Come on!
Staying Alive. No, not...
It's not...
I had all my life to give. I will survive
there. 500.
Oh, God, I want to throw up.
Woo!
What a nightmare. This is the worst birthday game I've ever been a part of.
That was an adventure I just watched you go on.
That
you
was
went,
painful.
You went
to
from
be
first,
part
I was
of.
Afraid, I was petrified, staying alive. I don't think it goes like that.
That was my worst nightmare.
But right you know there. What? You survived. You back will survive.
We will survive. We're three and three. Get me out of this segment, dude.
Let's go. Let's wrap up the show. 865-546-8200. Let's wrap up overtime after this. Segment of Overtime on your Thursday evening. We're brought to you by MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Go over and use our promo code Knoxville when you sign up and make your account. MyBookie will double your first deposit bonus up to $1,000. MyBookie's got the most ways to win. They have the most prop bets in the business. Get your bets in for tonight. College basketball, NBA action, and of course, hey, XFL. This weekend, XFL Week 4. Well, who's your team, AJ? Did you ever pick a team? Have we had that XFL discussion?
I don't think we have, but if I had to pick a team, I remember Week 1, the St. Louis Battlehawks started popping bottles and beers in the locker room.
Seltzers, actually.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all the same to me, as long as it's got some booze in it. So if I had to pick a team, I like Jordan Tamu when he was at a Tamu. I don't know how you say his
it's,
name.
It's Tamu.
Tamu. He was good at Ole Miss, so... If I had to pick a team.
My Battlehawk brother. Yeah. St. Louis has been my team from week one.
Let's go.
And hey, tied atop the East Conference? Conference or division?
I think
it's conference. They're tied atop the East.
They also have probably the sickest helmets, too. Oh, their helmets are so cool looking.
Hey, man, pretty good crowd they had for their home opener. That's St. Louis, man. They've been without the Rams for a few years.
I was gonna say, they need a football team.
They've been needing some type of football in what would you know, they get treated to a win. And also, on a trick play, no less, they get the first kickoff return touchdown in the new XFL history.
That's right. It was like a reverse, right?
It was a reverse. Mm-hmm. It was a reverse. Outran the coverage team all the way to the end zone. It's, AJ, man, it's fun being a Battlehawks fan. We have suffered.
It's so easy, dude. I mean, it's whatever.
So many tough times here. Well... We're going to end with football. We're going to end with the NFL here.
All right.
Just because he, of course, Tom Terrific has been dominating the news today because he is free agent. And, well, let's see. Well, not currently a free agent yet, right? He's expected to enter the whole free agency.
I think his contract ended January, did it not? I think his contract's up. No, because that wouldn't have made sense. Because the Super Bowl's
he's still not a free agent. He's not technically with the Patriots.
Got you.
So yeah, but the belief is that he's still going to entertain some offers here.
I mean, he should.
The reports have been everywhere today about who will sign him. The leading belief, of course, is that he'll just stay in New England, go ahead and make it official that he's going to end his career up in Boston.
Right.
Which would surprise no one, but. There is a belief, and I'm reading from ESPN here. Did Shefty write this? Doesn't say who wrote it. But either way, I'm reading from ESPN. And there's still belief in circles that the Patriots will have their opportunity to convince Brady to stay. But at this point, Brady is evaluating the NFL landscape with the intention of departing, sources said.
Okay.
Says Brady cannot begin negotiating with other teams until the NFL's legal tampering period opens on March 16th. An eventual meeting between Brady and Bill Belichick has not yet been scheduled, according to Jeff Darlington of ESPN. The new NFL league year begins at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, March 18th.
There's just going to be a cascade of signings if this CBA ever gets agreed upon here. That's got to be the reason they're waiting, right?
I mean, yeah.
The actual reason.
That's a reason why the Patriots and Brady haven't had contact yet.
Right.
Is because they're still discussing the players or discussing the CBA here. Well, and
I mean, all the time we hear agents, GMs come out and say something, and then we all diagnose what the hidden meaning of that is. I don't think that's one of those situations. I think the collective bargaining agreement's holding them up. This just came down the pipeline.
Oh, what do we have?
Juwan Jennings had a 29-inch vertical, second worst of all wide receivers, broad jump, quote, not great either. That is from Michael Schwartz.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. So,
I mean, I don't know how much it ends up really hurting him big time.
Man, he's got so much on tape.
That's what
it's not like he's like a one-year wonder.
That's what I would have done the whole time if I was him. Send all these teams my tape from college, show them what I did at the whole Senior Bowl week, and say, here's my tape. This is what I offer. He's going to get drafted. I'm not going to overreact to combine results, but that'll probably end up costing him a few slots, I guess.
Yeah.
You still have pro day to prove yourself.
I mean,
that the vertical surprises me, though. Because he always got those jump balls. He always got those hard-to-catch balls and always beat out the corner for receptions.
I mean, he's always been physically very gifted as far as, like, just measurements and, like, how tall he is, how long. I mean, what was his wingspan? Do we know off the top of your head?
I don't know. Sorry.
How do you not know that off the top of your head?
I don't know, AJ. Maybe I'm crappy at my job, I guess.
No, but, I mean, I'm with you. We know the kind of player he is, and that's – it's not like it was 1 year of him being that kind of player. He was that kind of player for 4 years.
If I'm Juwan, I look at when I'm meeting with these different teams, and I say, yeah, you know what? These numbers might not have been where I wanted them to, but I'll tell you what combine test I can succeed really well at. That's juking people out of their shoes.
Or
it's beating
running
the crap,
somebody over.
It's beating the crap out of people, basically. That's the test I'm going to succeed at.
He's a bully, dude.
Oh, big time here. Back to Brady to close out
the
show
here.
Yeah. No, you are good. Because here, if it's not the Patriots, you know the two teams
Careful.
That are really up there in the runnings, right?
Careful.
And they both hold places in our hearts. It's the
Careful.
Tennessee Titans
oh, God.
And the Las Vegas Raiders.
I think the team that signs Tom Brady is going to be in trouble. I've been firmly entrenched in the Tom Brady as a system quarterback camp for as long as I can remember, Tanner. Is that ignorant? Probably. But I'm under the impression that anywhere he goes, they're maybe, possibly, going to be on the edge of making the playoffs next year. Maybe.
For the Titans, do you want them to sign Brady?
Hell no. Absolutely not. There's no way. I haven't seen a Titans fan that does want Brady. Because... you've been just looking, searching, begging for a quarterback to come in, show out, be efficient, push the ball downfield. Ryan Tannehill comes in and does all those things. Small sample size? Sure. But are you going to take a flyer on Ryan Tannehill for a couple years? Or are you going to sign old-ass Tom Brady?
He is old.
Very old. Have him come in, waste A.J. Brown's prime years, and he's – don't get me started, Tanner. Yeah. No,
well,
I do not want Tom Brady to come to the Titans.
Well, I will not get you started. I will not do that.
Thank
because
you.
Here's the thing. I really don't want the Raiders to sign him.
Yeah. Just stay in New Orleans, New England.
This is a I understand this is a pretty much make it or break it year for Derek Carr. That doesn't mean you have to sign Tom Brady.
No. Not at all.
Tom Brady doesn't get you to win the AFC West.
No.
Absolutely not.
You're not going to win the AFC West.
I'm leaving it at that. AJ, buddy, we appreciate you
Absolutely,
hopping in
man.
On the board tonight. Did a fantastic job. I'm Tanner Carson for AJ Cook. Overtime's come back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.